Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third, the catcher, Matt Batts. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McDonald. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim McDonald. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third, the center fielder, Herb Norrin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Cohn reaches third base with a triple. Herb Norrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norrin moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball towards left. McGuire catches it and throws to Arft, who throws to second to double up Norrin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Norrin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. 2 outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Noren strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batts for a passed ball. Vernon moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-0. Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wall moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guerra. The throw from bats and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Marrero bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cohn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Noren reaches second base with a double. Cohn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Noren moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. Jennings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Saucier pinch hits for Jim McDonald. Frank Saucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saucier strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Sucecki now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Marrero is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost is hit by the pitch. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Noren bunts towards the mound. Sucecki juggles the ball. That's an error on Sucecki. Yost scores. Cohn moves to third. Noren moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Cohn scores. Noren scores. It's 6-0, Senators. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 7-0, Senators. Sam Dente pinch hits for Pete Runnels. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mealy trying to get to home. Coleman throws the ball into Batts who tags Mealy who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive towards short. Jennings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.